Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So I know, like you, I have plenty of money. I've got plenty of money. I got money to hand the county for yet another tax. Well, some of our county council members not so sure that it's a good idea to tax us again. They're having a press conference today to oppose the proposed capital sales tax. Joining me to talk about this is incoming council member Kurt McGahee. Let's see if we get this work today.
Yeah, good morning, Sarah.
Oh, good. You're on. Okay, fantastic. Fantastic. Okay, so can you give me the scoop on the press conference?
Yeah, essentially, we feel that the tax that just capital project sales tax they're trying to put on the county is a double taxation. So let me lay this down for you, explain how this all works. So essentially, 26 cents of every gallon of gas that you pay for every day in Greenville County goes to the state of South Carolina and Columbia. Columbia takes turnaround and allocates that money to the different counties, basically by the transportation committee they have down at the state. Now, we have a legislative committee here called the Greenville Legislative Delegation Transportation Committee, which then takes that money and allocates it based on the projects that are applied for throughout the county. Now, I don't want to surprise people here, but the number we get back is 4 cents of every 26 cents we send down there. So what we're saying is now you've already been paying for these roads out of this gas tax that was supposed to, that the state said when we imposed the state sales, the gas tax, well, we're going to come and pave your roads and improve your roads for you. Well, that's just not happening. And I understand that there's smaller counties that don't that have the production that we have, and they don't get as much tax, and they need to have their roads fixed as well. But they don't have the density we have. They don't have the traffic we have. They don't have the crumbling roads we have. And for us to be paying 26 cents per gallon and only get 4 cents back, it's double taxation, because we've already been paying to have our roads fixed. And now the county's great idea, the Kern County Council, is this capital project sales tax. And they're calling it a one penny tax. And Tara, I hear you talking about Common Core math all the time. It's not one penny. It's 17%. If I'm already paying 6 cents on all my tax on all my sales tax, and now you're adding one more penny, that's a 17% increase. Now, you know, I'm not a math major, but that's double taxation. We've already been paying the state now, and then we're going to have to start paying again. That's not the right answer. Okay. So of this, and if you look through these projects, there's about 500 projects on there. 230 of them are state and federal. All right. So now for that 4 cents we've been paying, we should be getting probably about 20 cents of that back. So we're saying, hey, there's a few things here. One is we're going to go to the state and say, it's about time we get a little bit of our fair share. And I hate to use that word, our fair share, but the people of Greenville County are being taxed to no end. And if we can get down there and lobby the state and maybe even come up with some sort of law that says we get 75% of everything we get back, and we'll help out the counties that don't have the budgets we have, that's fine. But we're paying the lion's share of this. Let's at least get the small, you know, at least 75% back that we need. The next thing we're going to do is
I stop you for a sec, Kurt McGahey?
Sure.
Okay. For those of you just tuning in, he is a Greenville County Council member, and we are talking about this proposed capital sales tax. How many roads did you say were state roads that we have to pay for again with another tax? How many state roads are on the list that we're going to be funding with this?
About 230.
No, I'm sorry. I already paid for that. And Kurt,
exactly.
As you know, that gas tax collects $1.9 billion, right? Well, I'm sorry. Did our leaders not just find $1.8 billion extra?
Again.
That they accidentally, don't know where it came from, but it's sitting in an account. In other words, the exact same amount almost as the gas tax, in addition to the gas tax. I'm paying the third time for roads. This can't happen.
Exactly. And that's why this new council is coming out against this. And we're urging all the citizens in Greenville County to vote against it. It's not the right way forward.
Here's the thing that confuses me. I had Benton Blunt on this, who's also a Greenville County council member like yourself. And he was confused on this point. And you may have gotten more answers. He said, Tara, if we build these state roads, why can't, and he says he can't get a straight answer from the bureaucrats at the county, why can't we submit a list to the state and have them reimburse us? And he said, I keep asking, hey, can we try it? And they're like, they just don't want to. Can you speak to that? Because that doesn't make any sense to me either.
Well, they're not going to reimburse us, right? They're going to say, if you want to do this, and then you're on your own. Essentially, I've talked to a few legislators, and that's the answer I'm getting is, hey, we have a committee that decides where the money goes, and that you have to live with that. And for us to go to even think, and it's been mentioned in a county council meeting that, oh, we'll try and get the state to repay us. What do you mean try? There's no such thing as go and try. That's a blow you off, I don't want to talk to you anymore statement. We will not get reimbursed by the state for any state road we touch, pure and simple. And don't expect anybody to come back and save us from that money we'll spend in error.
I interrupted you earlier. I'm sorry. You were going to talk about the second part of the press conference this afternoon. I was just so blown away that there were that many state roads we're going to pay a second time with a new tax to fix. I'm sorry. What was the second thing when I interrupted you?
Well, I just, and I want to assure the Greenville County residents, I'm just saying I'm not trying to blow this plan out of the water and not have one on my backup. So our plan as the new incoming council members and some of the existing ones is, hey, vote against this double taxation. What do we plan to do? Well, the first thing is we're going to look at the budget, the Greenville County's budget currently, right? The current budget brings in about $380 million a year and only $12 million to spend on roads. And of that $12 million allocated, not spent, only about $8 million has been spent each year. So there's $4 million disappearing. So if you look cumulatively over the last 10 years, the county just hasn't been serious about paving roads. We're going to go in there, dig through every line of the budget, and see where we can find savings and allocate that towards what the citizens want. The citizens want roads.
Yes.
The citizens want them fixed. And they don't just want repaving. They want road improvements. One of our biggest problems, you know, the paving is fine. I would like some repave. But, you know, I live out in the Five Forks area. And if you try and turn off Anderson Ridge onto Woodruff Road, you're going to wait 10, 15 minutes some days to get out. It's that bad. So the next thing we're going to look at is the audit of the budget. And then the next thing is being impact fees to help out with this as well. So these developers are coming in here, and we've talked about this before too, and they need to be reinvesting some of their money. They're walking away with billions of dollars every year coming down here and building, or wherever they're coming from. They're coming from out of state and all over the place. They need to reinvest in our communities as well and have a stake in the communities that they're building here in Greenville County. So our plan isn't just to throw out this plan and say it's terrible. We are going to go with impact fees. We're going to take a look at the budget, and we're going to really lobby the state to get our to get them to come in here and fix the state roads they should be fixing. They've already paid for, as you've mentioned several times.
This is outrageous to be asked to pay again for these roads. There has to be another way to do this. And I'm surprised so little of the county budget. Did you say $12 million a year?
That's right. Yes,
and that's
they
it?
Haven't spent that. That's it
for roads. Out of how much?
$380 million a year, approximately.
Now, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, your number one priority, and I know it's not your fault, you just were elected, but the number one priority should be roads / infrastructure and then law enforcement, right? And anything else, if you have any money left over, great, that's gravy. But come on, I mean, it sounds like the county really has its priorities backwards.
It's a twisted web. The past 4 years have been pretty devastating to the county. It's a twisted web if you look at FELOs, the fee in lieu of taxes they give out to developers, which then for apartment buildings, which they don't pay the school taxes. So now you get kids going to school without. I mean, I could go on for an hour with you here, but it is really a twisted web of how the money works in the county. And the new council really wants to come in and make that very transparent to the public and also go ahead and fix it and right the ship the way it should be running.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I'm glad that so many of you are on board. Sounds like, you know, you've got Benton Blunt, Steve Shaw, Rick Bradley, you know, Stan, Kelly, Frank Farmer, Gary Collins, and yourself. So hopefully we can begin to make some changes that'll make Greenville livable. Because I'm with you. We do need to prioritize roads, because I came from Charlotte. Let me tell you, Charlotte between 4 and 7 p.m. is a nightmare, and we don't want to be that. We want to be... We want to have traffic that moves.
Exactly. I've lived here 7 years now, and it's just progressively worse, exponentially worse every year with all the people that come. It used to take me about 15 minutes to get downtown from my house. Now it takes anywhere from 30 to 40. And getting home in those rush hours you mentioned, it's a long time, longer than it should take. And we need to make those improvements to help out the citizens for sure.
Well, Kurt McGahey, I haven't gotten to congratulate you on your win. Congratulations. So glad you're on board now with the county. And we'll have our eyes on that press conference to stop the proposed capital sales tax on Greenville County. Thank you for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
Thanks, Sarah. Have a great day.
You too.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let me get this straight. Kimberly Cheadle was picked by Jill, not Joe Biden. She used to be part of their security detail. Okay, these people don't hire anyone unless they know you're liberal. They know you're one of them. They know you're a hardcore Democrat. And then we learn that the reason that Trump's security was so thin is because Jill Biden was also in Pennsylvania and they moved the Secret Service over to her. So he didn't have his usual crew. He didn't have his usual crew. At the request of Jill Biden? Really? Yeah, they were with her. Okay, that's outrageous. They're saying, oh, there's a former president's policy. Yeah, if you have the current president or, you know, his family needs protection and we have to weigh which way we can use our resources. It always goes with the current president. Well, he's not just a former president. I mean, he's running right now. Yeah. So we just sent everybody over to take care of Jill because, you know, she's a big target. Uh-huh. I want to play this for you again, okay, folks? Because this is a guy by the name of Robert Philpott. Open the show with it. It's that important. I want to play it again. And he runs after the NBC News reporter. He's a Trump fan, and he has been to another Trump rally in Pennsylvania. And I can't believe they actually published this interview. And the interview starts with, hey, you just ran up to me. You really want me to know what a difference it is between this time and last time in terms of security. It's as if they left the doors wide open. When you find out it was Jill who requested to have the security pulled off this event and transferred to her own. So Trump was with the skeleton crew and not his usual crew, who I from all appearances are pretty good. At Jill's request, and Jill was the one who made sure that Kimberly Cheadle had the job as the head of the Secret Service. Take a listen to Robert Philpott describe the difference in this rally versus one he'd been to before in Pennsylvania.
Tell me the message you wanted me to understand, because there was something different about that rally versus this rally that you noticed.
Yeah, my daughter and I went, I guess it was 4 years ago, at the Butler Airport, not even 5 miles from here. It was an awe-inspiring event. We were just like, wow. But the one thing we noticed, we walked in there and her and I, and the one thing we noticed that the airport has a lot of hangars, buildings kind of like this, but they hold planes. Every rooftop of every hangar had 3, 4, 5 guys on top of it.
When you say guys, snipers? Law enforcement with long guns on top?
Long guns, okay. Yes. And even some of them in the sniper position, just scanning everywhere. And my daughter turned to me.
To the point where you got there, you noticed them right away.
Immediately. It was the first thing she said to me. She goes, oh my gosh, Dad, look at this. She goes, I never felt so safe in my life. Those were her exact words.
This is 4 years ago rally by the airport.
Correct.
The other airport. Okay.
Right. So that was so much on our minds there that we talked about it for, I don't know, we just talked about it. We were like so awe-inspired by the, wow. First thing I did when I got here yesterday was I did a complete look around at every rooftop. And I said to myself, that's strange. I don't see one cop, sniper, nothing. I don't see anything. And I just thought, that was kind of weird.
Oh, it's weird. And you start stacking this together, it'll stand your hair on. An NBC News reporting, they identified the rooftop where the gunman was shot as a security vulnerability the day before the rally. They talked about it. Secret Service and local cops. Again, folks, somebody, I've been saying this since yesterday, somebody made the decision to leave that rooftop unsecure. I want the name of that person. That was a deliberate decision. But also to leave the rooftops in the area unsecured, the water tower unsecured, another vantage point, all left unsecured. So I want to update you because, I mean, this, what's coming out right now is insane. It's just crazy. Headline, this is from News 11. This is a local news in Butler County, Pennsylvania, okay? Local news reporter, not the mainstream media. Alleged Trump shooter spotted by law enforcement nearly 30 minutes before the shots were fired. Do you know what he was doing? He was going from roof to roof, checking out different assassination points. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They called him in, too. Called him in. There was, I guess, a command center. They called him in. Called him in to who? Secret Service. They called him into Secret Service. He's wandering around past security checkpoints. He's got the gun. He's making people uncomfortable. Multiple law enforcement called him in before he started going roof to roof. Secret Service told, nothing happens. Trump's allowed to speak. This is weird, folks. This whole thing stinks. This whole thing stinks. And we have to have this broken, this story, that law enforcement knew about him 30 minutes before the shots by a local reporter. A local reporter. Really. Then there's the New York Post story today. Oh, this one's a doozer. Sorry, this was yesterday. Secret Service blamed local police for failing to secure the rooftop that they knew all about the day before. But it was worse than that. They speak to neighbors in a nearby neighborhood that's very close. Neighbors living near Butler Farm Showgrounds told the Post they were never visited by any law enforcement agencies, local or federal, in the days before or during the rally. No one came by. Nobody called me. Nobody stopped here, said Valerie Fennell, whose home backs up to the fairgrounds and is just beyond a stand of trees from AGR. She said, I know how close my house is, and I honestly thought this would be part of a command station at this point, she said. But who called them away? It was Jill Biden. Weird. Okay. And it wasn't just Fennell who wasn't contacted by law enforcement. She said her entire neighborhood was bafflingly left alone despite their proximity to the rally grounds. I guess everybody has the same question I did, she said. I guess we wanted to know why the area wasn't secure. Now listen to this. Attendees, according to New York Post, attendees reported seeing 20-year-old Thomas Crooks acting suspiciously near rally metal detectors, with local law enforcement being notified, and get this, broadcasting warnings over their radios to the Secret Service to be on the lookout for him. He was also reportedly seen with a rifle outside a security checkpoint to gain entrance into the rally. He's got the rifle out. Oh my God, y'all. Let me just read that line again, okay? Because you're probably driving, you're busy, you're thinking, I couldn't have heard that right. He was also reportedly seen with a rifle outside a security checkpoint to gain entrance into the rally and later spotted jumping roof to roof before settling on the AGR factor. He's trying out different assassination vantage points. The crowd is going to police. The law enforcement is reporting this to the Secret Service, and nothing happens. Folks, I retweeted this so you could see it this morning. Mayorkas, Alejandro Mayorkas, head of the Department of Homeland and Security, is ultimately responsible for the Secret Service. He is the boss of the Secret Service. He's Kimberly Cheadle's boss. I want you to see, because I can't convey it to you, I want you to see the evil little smile that spreads across his face. He thinks this is funny. Tell me he does it. Watch it on my Twitter account. As he's asked, look at the evil little smile on the head of the Department of Homeland Security's face as he's asked, do you have confidence in the Secret Service? It's pure evil. He's trying not to laugh. And then he says,
I have 100% confidence in the director of the United States State Secret Service.
Oh, I bet
Service.
You do.
I have 100% confidence in the United States Secret Service. And what you saw on stage on Saturday is exactly what the American public should see every single day. It is what I indeed do.
No apologies. Again, a man threw his wife and daughter to the ground and covered their bodies with his own and died full of bullets because of them. And they don't even apologize. There's no like, hey, you know, bummer about your dad. By the way, did you know Biden called their family and they didn't take the call? Good. Good. Now here's Kimberly Cheadle, head of the Secret Service, also not apologizing. Because dead people, just a part of the job, really.
In an interview with ABC News, the head of the Secret Service said Saturday's events unfolded in a very short period of time, but it's her responsibility, she said, to conduct a thorough investigation to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Oh, good. Good.
The Secret Service is responsible for the protection of the former president.
So the buck stops with you?
The buck stops with me. I am the director of the Secret Service. It was unacceptable, and it's something that shouldn't happen again. We're going to continue to be transparent and communicate with people.
Do you plan to stay on? Absolutely.
I do plan to stay on.
Notice she doesn't say she's sorry. I mean, me personally, if there was a man on a slab in a morgue because I screwed up that badly, I couldn't sleep. I'd be beside myself. I'd probably have to be medicated. And I would have long since resigned in shame and probably would never go in public again. Folks, we haven't had a security breach like this since Reagan was shot. And they just shrugged their shoulders. Hey, you know, well, try harder next time. But, you know, if we fail, I'll still have a job. So gonna go get my nails done. See ya. Well, the cover of the New York Post is right. In sometimes almost freaky ways, everything is breaking Trump's way. I, folks, he has run a gauntlet on these cases. When you look at the Fannie Willis case, he was again scheduled to be in court on election day in that one. The only reason he's not gonna be is because she herself is criminal and she and her boyfriend defrauded the county. And that's tied the case up. He has gotten so lucky. It's almost as if there's some sort of divine hand on the guy's shoulder. But the classified documents case went down. Here's Jonathan Turley explaining why. And if you look at what the Biden Justice Department did here, this is a truly thuggish way to procure a prosecutor. Liberal law professor Jonathan Turley explains why the judge here dismissed this case.
The judge goes through this very methodically and asks Special Counsel Smith, you know, where is your authority? I mean, the irony is that the greatest problem that Smith encountered in Florida was himself, that the problem was not with the law initially, but with the lawyer, that that the judge was saying, who are you legally? You're not an independent counsel, because the Independent Counsel Act was allowed to expire. You're not a U.S. attorney because you've never been appointed by the president, confirmed by the Senate. Who are you? I mean, does this mean that the attorney general can just go out on the street and pick anyone, pick them by gross and make them all special counsels? How does that fit within our constitutional scheme? She also raised a very tough question. She said, where did you get the $12 million from? Because we now know that Smith has spent about $12 million. And she said, where's this money coming from? It wasn't appropriated by Congress. And she also questions that and says, you cite authority that doesn't seem to give you the authority to take this money from the Treasury. So it's a very interesting decision. Yeah. And look, there are plenty of judges that disagree, plenty of lawyers, but she's making a very strong argument why this is a concern. It parallels what Justice Thomas said recently.
Yeah, this Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, when ruling on immunity, just basically wrote an aside saying, oh, by the way, your special prosecutor is illegal. Think about this for a moment, okay? Because this truly had the tinge of third world, again, like everything the Biden administration, the Democrats do. You can't just go out there, find some liberal who is both crooked and hates you, appoint him as your prosecutor, and then give him funding of an unknown source. This is why we have the confirmation process. It's got to go through Congress. So we can be like, hey, what's your background now? Whose interest do you represent? Who's put money in your bank account? We can ask all these questions. So can you imagine? I mean, you just go pick somebody's worst enemy and be like, okay, that guy will prosecute you. Why? Because I said. It's really outrageous when you think about it. And Turley is right. This is the case that was the scariest for Trump in terms of odds that he could conceivably be legitimately convicted. In other words, not with an easy overturn later because the case is so ridiculous, like the 34-count felony New York case. Here he is on that.
If you were to have one case dismissed, if you had to have a wish list, this would be it. I've said from the beginning, Florida was the greatest threat to Donald Trump. Here, Smith was relying on established law, and many of the problems we see in the other cases were not as evident here. It didn't mean that this was a lead pipe cinch, didn't mean it didn't have problems, but this is the one that you would want dismissed. And for now, it's gone. But he will likely appeal this to the 11th Circuit. Some judges are going to disagree.
Yeah, some judges will disagree. So he's still, the Obama judge in D.C. will keep him. So Jack Smith's not going anywhere in that case. But this case was his gem. And so, you know, he can. And here's his problem with the January 6th case. Now, he's going to have immunity hearings for Trump because of the Supreme Court ruling. And that, I mean, that's going to go past the election. So all Trump has to do is appoint an honest head of the DOJ and all those federal cases can go away now. It's almost a miracle. It really is. James Comer pointing out what this means to the Democrats.
The Democrats' efforts to weaponize the legal system against Donald Trump is unraveling. I think that was the right decision. I think when her made the decision not to prosecute Joe Biden for his obvious mishandling of classified documents, I think that sealed the fate for this case.
Yeah, the idea that, well, we admit Joe, mishandled classified documents for decades at a felony level, starting when he was a senator. And again, he didn't have the right to have them. Trump did, because Trump's president. And they're like, well, but, you know, he's such a doddering old fool, so very demented, so very forgetful. I mean, no jury would ever convict old Joe of breaking the law at a felony level. But hey, we'll go after Trump because he's not doddering and plus juries don't like him. So Trump, essentially, his crime there was to be unlikable by a liberal jury. That was literally his crime. When you break down what the DOJ said there, so grossly unfair. So I just find it interesting that as you're seeing the last nails come together across five cases worth of lawfare, both state and national, that is the very moment Trump gets almost assassinated. I just think it's weird. That's all. I see the timing is interesting. And then this J.D. Vance mess. You know who this is the biggest loss for? The deep state is in terror and horror this morning. Because the mark on the hill of a deep state beast is that you vote for Ukraine funding, you ask no questions about where it goes, you let them run the world with that money. And J.D. Vance not only has voted no, he led the effort against it, spoke out against it. As a Marine who, joined up after 9/11. And guess what? decided, you know what, this endless warfare, this lawfare, this warfare, this all of it, no. This is not how we need to fight. And I've had criticism for Trump over the years, but his foreign policy is brilliant. It should be what's taught at West Point. No, we don't need to spend $1 trillion going to war with Iran. We can just assassinate their leaders very cheaply and effectively. We'll never even miss the money. It's so little to do it. And it works. And the swamp is horrified. So what Trump is doing, because J.D. Vance here is, I mean, Trump, he's not just a VP in case something happens to Trump, which is a real concern now, given the state of the Secret Service. He is the legacy. Trump's picking the legacy for the Republican Party. Trump has said, the person I pick will be who runs. This is your next president, because I'm going to be a lame duck. Not his fault, but he just has 4 years. I'm going to be a lame duck when I'm elected. This is the guy who's going to carry my mantle on. And so the fact that Joe Biden came at him with this lawfare, got him 34 times felony convicted, he's raised $500 million since then, outraged Joe Biden and all the billionaires, Wall Street tycoons, and Hollywood types. He's now free. He doesn't need the Bush money that he needed before. Remember I told you he had to pick a Bush clone, so that would either be Rubio, Tim Scott, or Burgum. That's where their money comes from, those people. The country clubbers who have a lot of money but otherwise are hated. His money, he had to get money from them. He had no choice. Now he's free. He's got Elon Musk giving him $45 million a month. That was almost what he was raising before last year. And he's got the $500 million in the bank. He can truly pick a legacy now. He's not in a desperate position like he was even 6 months ago. What a turnaround. Holy cow. Well, a protester outside the Republican National Convention told a reporter for a podcast she wishes the man who shot at President Trump had missed. Then 10 seconds later, she says she's personally scared of political violence. You got to look at these 5,000. They're a motley crew. A lot of them look mentally ill, quite frankly. These liberal protesters out there, they're on their best behavior this week. But that could change at any moment as soon as their Democrat handlers give them the thumbs up. Get a good look at them. Because they are who, these people, will be burning down cities if Trump wins. Folks, you think this weekend was crazy? If Trump wins this thing, if we can overcome the voter fraud with a large enough landslide that Trump wins this thing, Katie barred the door for him staying alive between then and the inauguration. I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious. You think the George Floyd riots, for which the final bill was $2 billion and over 30 dead, you think that was bad? Oh, you ain't seen nothing compared to the violence. You want a taste of it? Go look at France. Go look at France when the right wing won on the first ballot. Right wing actually won in France, or they had the highest number of votes. It's just Macron's party.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the cover of the New York Post is right. In sometimes almost freaky ways, everything is breaking Trump's way. I, folks, he has run a gauntlet on these cases. When you look at the Fannie Willis case, he was again scheduled to be in court on Election Day in that one. The only reason he's not gonna be is because she herself is criminal and she and her boyfriend defrauded the county. And that's tied the case up. He has gotten so lucky. It's almost as if there's some sort of divine hand on the guy's shoulder. But the classified documents case went down. Here's Jonathan Turley explaining why. And if you look at what the Biden Justice Department did here, this is a truly thuggish way to procure a prosecutor. Liberal law professor Jonathan Turley explains why the judge here dismissed this case.
The judge goes through this very methodically and asks Special Counsel Smith, you know, where is your authority? I mean, the irony is that the greatest problem that Smith encountered in Florida was himself, that the problem was not with the law initially, but with the lawyer, that that the judge was saying, who are you legally? You're not an independent counsel, because the Independent Counsel Act was allowed to expire. You're not a U.S. attorney because you've never been appointed by the president, confirmed by the Senate. Who are you? I mean, does this mean that the attorney general can just go out on the street and pick anyone, pick them by gross and make them all special counsels? How does that fit within our constitutional scheme? She also raised a very tough question. She said, where did you get the $12 million from? Because we now know that Smith has spent about $12 million. And she said, where's this money coming from? It wasn't appropriated by Congress. And she also questions that and says, you cite authority that doesn't seem to give you the authority to take this money from the Treasury. So it's a very interesting decision. Yeah. And look, there are plenty of judges that disagree, plenty of lawyers, but she's making a very strong argument why this is a concern. It parallels what Justice Thomas said recently.
Yeah, this Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, when ruling on immunity, just basically wrote an aside saying, oh, by the way, your special prosecutor is illegal. Think about this for a moment, okay? Because this truly had the tinge of third world, again, like everything the Biden administration, the Democrats do. You can't just go out there, find some liberal who is both crooked and hates you, appoint him as your prosecutor, and then give him funding of an unknown source. This is why we have the confirmation process. It's got to go through Congress. So we can be like, hey, what's your background now? Whose interest do you represent? Who's put money in your bank account? We can ask all these questions. So can you imagine? I mean, you should just go pick somebody's worst enemy and be like, okay, that guy will prosecute you. Why? Because I said. It's really outrageous when you think about it. And Turley is right. This is the case that was the scariest for Trump in terms of odds that he could conceivably be legitimately convicted. In other words, not with an easy overturn later because the case is so ridiculous, like the 34-count felony New York case. Here he is on that.
If you were to have one case dismissed, if you had to have a wish list, this would be it. I've said from the beginning, Florida was the greatest threat to Donald Trump. Here, Smith was relying on established law, and many of the problems we see in the other cases were not as evident here. It didn't mean that this was a lead pipe cinch, didn't mean it didn't have problems, but this is the one that you would want dismissed. And for now, it's gone. But he will likely appeal this to the 11th Circuit. Some judges are going to disagree.
Yes, some judges will disagree. So he's still, the Obama judge in D.C. will keep him. So Jack Smith's not going anywhere in that case. But this case was his gem. And so, you know, he can. And here's his problem with the January 6th case. Now he's going to have immunity hearings for Trump because the Supreme Court ruling. And that, I mean, that's going to go past the election. So all Trump has to do is appoint an honest head of the DOJ and all those federal cases can go away now. It's almost a miracle. It really is. James Comer pointing out what this means to the Democrats.
The Democrats' efforts to weaponize the legal system against Donald Trump is unraveling. I think that was the right decision. I think when her made the decision not to prosecute Joe Biden for his obvious mishandling of classified documents, I think that sealed the fate for this case.
Yeah, the idea that, well, we admit Joe, mishandled classified documents for decades at a felony level, starting when he was a senator. And again, he didn't have the right to have them. Trump did, because Trump's president. And they're like, well, but, you know, he's such a doddering old fool, so very demented, so very forgetful. I mean, no jury would ever convict old Joe of breaking the law at a felony level. But hey, we'll go after Trump because he's not doddering and plus juries don't like him. So Trump, essentially, his crime there was to be unlikable by a liberal jury. That was literally his crime. When you break down what the DOJ said there. So grossly unfair. So I just find it interesting that as you're seeing the last nails come together across five cases worth of lawfare, both state and national, that is the very moment Trump gets almost assassinated. I just think it's weird. That's all. I see the timing is interesting. And then this J.D. Vance mess. You know who this is the biggest loss for? The deep state is in terror and horror this morning. Because the mark on the hill of a deep state beast is that you vote for Ukraine funding, you ask no questions about where it goes, you let them run the world with that money. And J.D. Vance not only has voted no, he led the effort against it, spoke out against it. As a Marine who, joined up after 9/11. And guess what? Decided, you know what, this endless warfare, this all of it, no. This is not how we need to fight. And I've had criticism for Trump over the years, but his foreign policy is brilliant. It should be what's taught at West Point. No, we don't need to spend $1 trillion going to war with Iran. We can just assassinate their leaders very cheaply and effectively. We'll never even miss the money. It's so little to do it. And it works. And the swamp is horrified. So what Trump is doing, because J.D. Vance here is, I mean, Trump, he's not just a VP in case something happens to Trump, which is a real concern now, given the state of the Secret Service. He is the legacy. Trump's picking the legacy for the Republican Party. Trump has said, the person I pick will be who runs. This is your next president, because I'm going to be a lame duck. Not his fault, but he just has 4 years. I'm going to be a lame duck when I'm elected. This is the guy who's going to carry my mantle on. And so the fact that Joe Biden came at him with this lawfare, got him 34 times felony convicted, He's raised $500 million since then, outraged Joe Biden and all the billionaires, Wall Street tycoons, and Hollywood types. He's now free. He doesn't need the Bush money that he needed before. Remember I told you he had to pick a Bush clone? So that would either be Rubio, Tim Scott, or Burgum. That's where their money comes from. Those people, the country clubbers who have a lot of money but otherwise are hated. His money, he had to get money from them. He had no choice. Now he's free. He's got Elon Musk giving him $45 million a month. That was almost what he was raising before last year. And he's got the $500 million in the bank. He can truly pick a legacy now. He's not in a desperate position like he was even 6 months ago. What a turnaround. Holy cow. Well, a protester outside the Republican National Convention told a reporter for a podcast she wishes the man who shot at President Trump had missed. Then 10 seconds later, she says she's personally scared of political violence. You got to look at these 5,000. They're a motley crew. A lot of them look mentally ill, quite frankly. These liberal protesters out there, they're on their best behavior this week. But that could change at any moment as soon as their Democrat handlers give them the thumbs up. Get a good look at them. Because they are who, these people, will be burning down cities if Trump wins. Folks, you think this weekend was crazy? If Trump wins this thing, if we can overcome the voter fraud with a large enough landslide that Trump wins this thing, Katie barred the door for him staying alive between then and the inauguration. I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious. You think the George Floyd riots, for which the final bill was $2 billion and over 30 dead, you think that was bad? Oh, you ain't seen nothing compared to the violence. You want a taste of it? Go look at France. Go look at France when the right wing won on the first ballot. Right wing actually won in France, or they had the highest number of votes. It's just Macron's party partnered with the communists to shut them down. They damn near burnt the place to the ground. That's just a taste of what will happen here. Believe me, they got them on a leash this week outside the RNC. It was going to get violent outside the RNC. No. The Secret Service, I think, had already planned that because they moved the perimeter so close to the hotels where the RNC participants were. They were going to get beaten going to and fro, which is the way it was at the last convention. Remember how they'd get beaten, spat upon for trying to go to the convention? That's not happening right now. The leash is only on them because of the violence against Trump. The Democrats don't want to be associated with it for a few weeks till it dies down. But get a good look at these protesters. Man, that woman who said that about wanting Trump assassinated, she's nuts. You look at her, she's crazy. That is who will be burning down our cities. Not Greenville, though. This is civilized territory, but other places. Get a good look at them. You will see them again, and boy, will they be violent if they don't get their way. All right. Check out the Battleground America podcast. Text my name, Tara, to the text line to get it anytime. 71307. Have a great rest of the day. Well, a protester outside the Republican National Convention told a reporter for a podcast she wishes the man who shot at President Trump had missed. Then 10 seconds later, she says she's personally scared of political violence. You got to look at these 5,000. They're a motley crew. A lot of them look mentally ill, quite frankly. These liberal protesters out there, they're on their best behavior this week. But that could change at any moment as soon as their Democrat handlers give them the thumbs up. Get a good look at them. Because they are who, these people, will be burning down cities if Trump wins. Folks, you think this weekend was crazy? If Trump wins this thing, if we can overcome the voter fraud with a large enough landslide that Trump wins this thing, Katie barred the door for him staying alive between then and the inauguration. I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious. You think the George Floyd riots, for which the final bill was $2 billion and over 30 dead, you think that was bad? Oh, you ain't seen nothing compared to the violence. You want a taste of it? Go look at France. Go look at France when the right wing won on the first ballot. Right wing actually won in France, or they had the highest number of votes. It's just Macron's party partnered with the communists to shut them down. They damn near burnt the place to the ground. That's just a taste of what will happen here. Believe me, they got him on a leash this week outside the RNC. It was going to get violent outside the RNC. No. The Secret Service, I think, had already planned that because they moved the perimeter so close to the hotels where the RNC participants were, they were going to get beaten going to and fro, which is the way it was at the last convention. Remember how they'd get beaten, spat upon for trying to go to the convention? That's not happening right now. The leash is only on them because of the violence against Trump. The Democrats don't want to be associated with it for a few weeks till it dies down. But get a good look at these protesters. Man, that woman who said that about wanting Trump assassinated, she's nuts. You look at her, she's crazy. That is who will be burning down our cities. Not Greenville, though. This is civilized territory, but other places. Get a good look at them. You will see them again, and boy, will they be violent if they don't get their way. All right. Check out the Battleground America podcast. Text my name, Tara, to the text line to get it anytime. 71307. Have a great rest of the day.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.